Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a live episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review some of our other people's, your favorite comedy films. This right here is the voice of the world's first and only combination trivia host of professional wrestling comedy. You know what? I'm just going to say Ozzy V. Greg, talk for a second. Greg, say hi. It's Greg Larson, world famous juggler. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Ozzy. How are you doing, man?
I'll explain in just a second. I figure we should at least do the trailer first. Todd, Fleshwood producer, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to remind you, we are up for Horror Podcast of the Month. So if you please, if you have not already, vote for us. The link is in the description. All you got to do is type Fleshwood Features, and we appreciate it. Please like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Ozzy, do you have anything on your mind tonight? It seems like you're
That in just a few moments, but right now I should say that this week in this live episode, as per requested, as per voted on the Patreon fans of Flesh Wound Radio, we are reviewing the film, discussing the film Joysticks, rated R, released on March 4th, 1983. Todd, do you have the trailer for this film?
Joysticks.
Everyone's doing it, but it's not vulgar.
Kids play with their joysticks day in and day out, jerking back and forth.
Everyone's doing it, but it's not violent.
Like, where are we supposed to go?
And everyone's doing it.
A good claim.
Arcade!
You want to play Pac-Man?
Eugene and Mummy?
It's been so long.
Joysticks.
You and I have something in common.
We both like to hang out in public bathrooms.
No.
Prepare yourself. I would like you to meet Simba.
A film for people who are totally into fun.
Strip video.
You got it.
Games.
Oh, damn it!
And good times.
You're running a garbage dump in here, and I intend to do something about it.
You will not go to the arcade again, right?
If I want to go to the arcade, like, I am going to go.
Just for the fun of it.
If you win,
I'll close the arcade down.
It's more fun than games. Joysticks.
I can't go on like this!
Totally awesome video game!
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, don't forget to like the video, whatever that was from.
Time. That awesome soundtrack.
You know, there's a moment where one of the characters yells towards the end of the trailer, I can't go on like this. And that hit about at the 26th minute of the movie. I'll get into that momentarily, but just to explain my initial thoughts here, when we first jumped on, I literally just finished watching this 20 minutes ago, and I immediately jumped on here, and there was a noise coming from somewhere, coming from one of my areas, whatever, coming from Flesh and Producer Totter or World Famous Juggler Greg, wasn't sure. It sounded like a vacuum. And when they're like, what's that noise? And I thought, well, I just finished the movie and the reverberance of it sucking is still somewhere in the ether. And that's what something is picking up. Those are my initial thoughts. Greg, how about yours?
Well, Ozzy, I don't understand why you don't like this movie so much. I mean, it was fun. So maybe you should learn to live a little. Okay?
I'm not sure who it is exactly, but I had my eyes closed and you reminded me of somebody from South Park.
I'm pretty sure it was the blonde.
Now, what's so sad is who Greg is referring to is actress Corinne Boer. The noise of the stick entering. Yeah. Interesting. Now, she plays Daisy. Of course, Dan's going to do that right. Anyway,
yeah, say it right, Ozzy.
Okay, anyway. Corinne Boer, she plays Laura in Police Academy 4.
Yes.
She had a very over-the-top hill, like, valley girl accent, and that must have been direction. I'm sure in the audition they said, can you do this? And she's like, sure. And she probably did a great, generic, Valley Girl accent. And the director was like, no, just more over the top. Speaking of director, I should give that the final other details. This is a runtime of an hour and 28 minutes, directed by Graydon and produced by Graydon Clark, written by Al Gomez, Mickey Epps, not to be confused with Mike Epps, and Curtis Birch, starring Joe Don Baker, Leaf Green, Jim Greenleaf, Scott McGinnis, and the aforementioned Corinne Boer.
There is a name you left off.
I don't care. Who did I leave off? Who did? No, go ahead, please. I'm sorry. That was initial, like, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Jonathan Gryers.
Oh, who King, played Vidiot.
King Vidiot, who went on to the biggest roles. You know, he pops up in horror films, but Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite.
Right, which is much more entertaining than...
And also has annoying accents, though.
Not nearly as annoying.
So that OC accent, though, like, I was wondering that Valley Girl accent, it really bothered me because it wasn't right. And I wondered, why does it sound familiar, though? And then I was like, oh, that's totally the SNL sketch of the OC. And I was like, that's that really bad accent, you know? And then sure enough, once I thought that, one of the guys was wearing an Angels hat. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. And speaking of SNL, I just got a real quick shout out. I do apologize. Kate McKinnon, like, there's not much good about SNL, but she just left for the last show. Thank you for all she did. She was fantastic. So, sorry, back to a regularly scheduled
Sure, sure. However, I think at the time, I'm not sure about this, but in 1983, I believe the Angels were still playing in Los Angeles. Like, they were sharing, because the time they filmed The Naked Gun, the Angels were playing in Los Angeles at the time. I believe
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. They were the California Angels.
Oh, wait. Or at least the inside was Dodger Stadium. That's what it was. The outside was Angels Stadium.
I apologize.
The Patreon audience voted on this piece of garbage to be talked about and discussed, not a brilliant piece of cinema like Naked Gun.
Well, let me pause it right there. I'll tell Greg this. This does factor in. We and Ozzy were both at an event a couple weeks ago, and I told him the voting was close. I was like, if there's a tie, I'll do some kind of tiebreaker. And Ozzy said, oh, no, if we tie, we'll do both.
So, I said, because it would be the fair thing to do.
I was going to do the fair thing and do a tiebreaker and let our viewers pick. But Ozzy, the straight-up guy, said, nah, we're going to do both. Do you regret your choice, Ozzy? You'll tell me in a week.
Here, let me tell you this. I believe Ozzy and I both equally dislike baseball. And the fact that we both started talking about baseball while reviewing this podcast, I think shows Ozzy regrets this.
Clear indicator. But
Greg, would you read this for me?
Ozzy's rage comes from all the failures from his beloved Oakland Raiders.
Are you
kidding
me? Or Los
Angeles Raiders, or Oakland again, or the Las Vegas Raiders.
What does this have to do with anything?
Whichever place they're at this year.
What? You people are insufferable. Okay.
Hey, please go like and vote.
Listen. Okay, whatever. My favorite part of this thing was, okay, let me just go over some notes here. And these are even like favorite moments. He's like, first off, he even says in the trailer, he refers to his penis as Simba. This is before The Lion King. Why? That's just so weird. And I highly doubt there's anybody watching this that previously worked at the Disneyland Resort, the character department. But I'm sorry. This main character looked like a cross between Sean Astin and Josh Booth. And I apologize to Josh Booth. Anybody from Disney knows what I'm talking about? That is exactly who that character was and exactly who I thought. That's Sean Astin and Josh Booth. Anyway, don't know why I called his penis Simba. Very frustrating to hear that, like, half later on in the... I'm not going to get into that. That's even stupid. They never call the police until half an hour in. And a special city council meeting over this whole thing. I think this is, like... a descent into madness as I'm reading these notes. Cause it's like, I don't even want to, I know how stupid they are. I don't want to give them life, but first off, the sorority girls take the dude's pants, right? They show up to the arcade with the pants And then later on, like 10 minutes later, the guy says, hey, I heard what you did yesterday. Why didn't they tell you when they first walked in? They walked in with a pair of pants. Why do you got a pair of pants? Oh, we just stole from these, whatever. They took a photo. Why wouldn't they tell that story when they walked in? What's the point? God, oh, so stupid.
Maybe taking pants is a regular thing. And oh, they're like, God. NBD, you know, it's cool. We'll tell that story later.
And you know what? Spoiler alert, this came out in 1983. That's almost 40 years ago. I'll just say this right now. There was a point when there was a plan for these cousins to steal the arcades. And one of the main characters heard that they were going to steal the arcades. He's like, we should call the police. He says, no. I have a better idea. And that's when I had that line from the trailer that said, I can't go on like this. Because if they called the police, I thought, well, they could trap the guys in the maybe that would be a better idea. They could trap the guys there, then call the police. Hey, you're caught red-handed. No. They let these guys load up all the games onto the truck. Every single one.
Have you never seen an 80s movie?
No. Let me finish. Yeah, okay. Let me finish. Then they siphon the gas. Okay, I get it. They want to leave them stranded. And then as they get the gas, within this amount of time, they're able to unload every single game that they took off. And then, of course, they're in the back area, and these guys, when they come back with the truck, don't see all these games in this back area. It's like I'm watching a high school play. That level of suspension of disbelief should only come. Actually, not even high school. My high school drama teacher would even scoff at that. That's got to be shut up, Dan. God, that's like junior high stuff. That's just oh Lord.
Like,
and I thought to myself again, if they had called the police, the movie would be over because they could get a restraining order against the dad. Problem solved. And then the second worst thing that like made me say I can't go on like this was the moment when this vidiot guy was bribed by the antagonist to cause a commotion and ride these tiny motorcycles inside the arcade because that'll teach him. That'll show it's a real hellish place. And he, as in front of the journalist, says, hey, thanks for the wheels. And she asks, what was that about? And he says, oh, no, he's from the asylum. Like, oh, okay. And what's even worse is 10 minutes prior to that scene, he even says, this is the worst case of shoddy journalism I've ever seen. What the hell is going on here?
Fair to say it was Griggs, the you best have a favorite case part? Of shoddy journalism.
I've said everything I want. Everything I wanted to say about that, I've said. Greg, what was your favorite part?
So the intro song was something special. That's for sure. But I do have to say there's a moment where at the end they're like, Eugene has a problem. And the old guy's like, that's obvious. Somebody has to get this boy laid. I was just like, it's so dumb. Like, that I love. So this was one of those movies that for me, at first, because I'd never seen this or even heard of this film before, I was like, okay, let's go on this ride. And at first, with that intro song, I was like, that's pretty dumb. And then, like, but it's ridiculous. And I go, let's keep it going. And then it kept getting even more dumb and ridiculous. I go, all right, I'm on board. And it, like, went into that, like, Lost Skeleton. Not as good as Lost Skeleton. But that not level of, like, I'm not okay with this because it's ridiculous.
What are you talking about? I'm just like, Big T, you said I'm on one tonight? Yeah, the problem is that I'm not on one. I wish I had something to be on because I'd be in a much better mood right now. What do you mean not as good? I mean, they're both pieces of garbage, but whatever. That's like being the nicest guy in prison, whatever. Go ahead. God.
I'm glad someone has sense on this show.
We need to have like a triggered warning for Ozzy sometimes.
The thing with this is, I mean, if you come down to the core of it, it's the Little Rascals, let's save the whatever trope. Let's save the, you know, rec center and just with the video games. But I mean, it's that 80s, you know, feel. Yeah, it's over the top and things are dumb, but that's the fun of it.
Right. Exactly.
So what was your favorite moment? I'm going to continue being the host of this thing. What's your favorite moment, Todd? Greg gave his. What's yours? So we can move on.
I will tell you my favorite line is when when King Vidiot is with Joe Don Baker and they're talking, and he mentions, I hope you're half the idiot I think you are, and his response is, I am the half the idiot you think I am. You okay there?
Can I just point something else out? I mean, you guys went over your favorite ones. Something else I'd like to point out, something that reminded me of private school, because something that really pissed me off about private school that I can remember. Yeah, okay, thanks. Now, it's when the girl was laid unconscious, and then it was the old dude that performed CPR, and then she woke up out of consciousness, and she was, like, into it. And then, like, they walked off together. I'm like, who the wrote this thing? Here, you have a dude who hasn't changed his clothes the entire movie. So who knows if he's bathed? I know the kind of personality. Now, here he is on this couch, has been farting the entire time, and, oh, yes, a horny mom is going to just jump all over him. Oh, it's my dream come true. This guy, my dream, give me a fucking break. And no, that's not live editing on Todd's part. That's editing that I'm doing because I know we're live.
First off, like, when you see who her husband is, you're kind of like, I get it. But also, she did have that moment where she was half asleep and the guy was on top, and like, you kind of had that classic 80s rapey moment, you know? So that was fun too. She even wants it in her sleep. So, I mean, it's kind of who she is.
All right, the rating that I have,
we have a female perspective. Ozzy, would you read that for us?
Some laughter. As a woman who grew up in the 80s, that stuff was the norm. I'm not arguing that it wasn't the norm. I'm arguing that it was stupid, and I'm just pissed that I had to waste 89 minutes of my life with that.
So you're not going to recommend
people... No, hold on a second. Just going back to what made me say, I can't live like this. I'm sorry, Todd, but going back to the point, there was the two moments where the first one was them not calling the cops when they knew the guys were going to steal their guy, and that could have solved the entire movie. It's like when they had the Spider-Man No Way Home or whatever, and they asked Doctor Strange or whatever. He hates moms. Okay, whatever. I love moms. Whatever. Mother's Day, we did the
moms. So you're into bad moms.
Anyway, shut up. No, saying? I'm not done. So, I lost my goddamn train of thought. It doesn't matter. Yes. This was a piece of crap.
I love live shows.
He is cranky tonight, Dad.
It should be obvious why. It's not like, oh, what's got Ozzy in such a bad mood?
I'm just waiting for the show when he has to defend the same antics on a movie he likes.
And I'm willing and ready.
Look, and
because that was the point. No, hold on. That was the point. If that stuff was, I'm not arguing about the way people, but hey, but like not calling the cops when you knew you could catch the people and just right there, it would end the movie. Like I was saying, like in Spider-Man No Way Home. Hey, could you forget? Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. Right, that's not too far from the truth, except you are missing a true ingredient there. I'll even be tested for that. It's just a lot of caffeine is what it is. Anyway, the point that I was getting to, the Spider-Man No Way Home. Could you make people forget I was Spider-Man? And then there was all the memes that came out that said, make Thanos forget about the stones. And that would have been the end of the movie, right?
Right.
Same kind of thing here. Call the cops the first half hour. Movie's over. No, let's wait to call the cops in the last half hour.
Here's the thing, though. I knew, not to say, Ozzy, not to say that you're an old man or anything, but I knew a younger Ozzy who had even more convoluted, ridiculous ideas on how to do things. There were some theories and some ideas, granted, never put into action. But still the mind of Ozzy V that I think if younger Ozzy was watching this, he might be like, it's brilliant.
No.
You're just old curmudgeon.
You know, for the amount of years that we've known each other, I will go against my own personal desire. So even when I was younger, I'd be like, I might enjoy this, but I understand it. Stupid. Stupid. So stupid. It felt like it could go with private school. Like this could have been like in the same private school universe.
Just because it's a little rapey.
Well, they even talk about you have a bunch of minors here in their pajamas. Like, well, this is awkward.
I knew Ozzy was going to call that.
But it was at least pajamas.
Yeah. They were like naked.
Yeah, that's true.
No, the nudity you saw at the beginning, those are, they just graduated high school. So it's, I mean, that's what you have to assume, because
it's fair game.
They had to put that line about them getting into the sorority, or else otherwise the test audiences assume they were in high school. Could you imagine that? You don't imagine that. Seriously, like, Todd, you and I have been to test screenings. Like, you write notes. What notes do you have to say about the film? Well, the two girls that, were they in high school? Because they kept flashing the camera. Is it high school stuff? Greg even said during private school, like, if it's high school stuff that we're talking, I'd feel a little awkward. So yeah. Somebody probably said, could you, like, add a line that says they're in college so that way people don't think that they're in high school?
But they're made for, like, that they're made for high school kids and that. So even if they weren't, like, even if they're, like, college kids, it's still, they're still shooting for the younger crowd.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just because they're shooting for the younger crowd doesn't make it okay for the older crowd to watch that movie if with the premise of they're underage.
Excuse me. And then towards the, this movie had more endings than Lord of the Rings. You thought it ended three. I thought it ended three separate times. And after the two endings, there comes a little extra backstory that you wouldn't expect to have. It was like, just in case you missed any nudity, here's a little bit more.
Not as many endings as Private School, though.
Oh, Lord. I'm genuinely happy there's no Private School 2.
And you know, I'm glad, you know, as long as Ozzy can agree the wizard ripped off this movie's ending, we'll be good. So he's thinking about it.
I don't believe that is the case.
Well,
because if that was the case, it would be Fred Savage's character who would win the tournament.
I didn't say it was exact. They had to change it a little. Come on.
Oh, like Transformers and Independence Day.
Yeah, there you go.
That's fair.
All right.
No, they're like, you know, if this movie was good, we might have something.
If this movie was mediocre.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
No, you guys got to give your ratings. Can Greg go first?
Well, I mean, this movie wasn't good, but I enjoyed it. Like, that's for me, like, if we're starting to do this thing where it's, did we have a good time? First and foremost, the idea that there's a world out there that everyone thinks video games are awesome and, like, that's a great world for me. Like, I think that's amazing, and I'd love to live in that fantasy world. But it was entertaining. It was fun. I can't give it a great score, but I'm going to give it at least a 3.5. I enjoyed myself. I had fun. Like, I had a few good laughs, and all the games and such made me very nostalgic. I'm an OG gamer, so yeah. Yeah, it's given a 3.5 for me.
Well, I think Ozzy's going crazy now. This, I love this one. It's from my childhood. It takes me back. The arcade, I miss going to arcades like that. I mean, now we can go to some that you can drink at, but it's still different. I'm going to give this. Sorry, Dan, it's not getting a 5, but I will give it a 4.5.
Yeah!
I rate off my enjoyment.
There you go. Ozzy quits. Ozzy's quitting. That's
see that?
That's it.
See that hole? Where do you think that came from?
So what's your rating, Ozzy?
4.5.
Jesus, oh, you too? Christ. Sweet. So that's a 4.5 from Ozzy, 4.5 for me.
I'm surprised I'm the lowest rating. That's...
I know. Okay,
he says 4.5 twice, so that's the 9 from Ozzy.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else?
Your ghost gave it a 4.5 too. Well, we actually have a question I'm going to bring up from the Daily Ghost. What movies does Ozzy find as stupid, good, stupid fun?
Spaceballs.
Okay.
One Crazy Summer. I mean, we reviewed some of these. Some that we're going to review Hot Shots next week. I mean, sneak peek, that's good, stupid fun.
for some.
The problem, here's the thing, is that when it comes to movies like these, movies like Private School, is that I feel a lot of it's half-assed or the focus is in the wrong direction. Perfect example for Patty's Valley Girl accent. Could you just make it more over the top? Hey, stop focusing on the Valley Girl accent and maybe focus on some continuity over here. Maybe really give a reason as to why the kids can't call the police right away. Like, I didn't even mind when the grandfather comes back just in time, you know, at the end of the movie. Like, okay, yeah, that happens in comedies, whatever. But when there's just like kind of like half-assed and people aren't as funny and it's like, it just misses the mark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We haven't reviewed it yet. Tommy Boy, stupid fun, but, you know, Chris Farley was a talent, what he did. You had guys trying to be that, trying to be John Belushi, and not happening, you know? Sorry, if, I mean, does that,
well,
that,
that's, that a fair that's, answer? I mean, that John Belushi, everything post Animal House, you have that. You meant, you know, this one.
Sure. No, I understand.
It's just that. A thing, I know. And but it's like,
doesn't mean it's any less annoying.
This is true. I grew up with,
like, we haven't reviewed it yet, but I disliked Zombieland because it was the main character trying to be Michael Cera.
Well, here's the question. It was, he was talking more low budget fun movies. And I don't think Ozzy will really have a list on that because this is a low budget.
One of the big things is like the low budget films, I mean, are definitely not going to necessarily be, you know, as well written, you know, so you kind of got to give it a little leeway in that sense, you know. So, I mean, trying to put Mel Brooks in a Spaceballs movie compared to this, like, those are just like, just that's not fair.
I'm trying to think, I don't have any, because here's the thing, me growing up watching like comedies from the 80s. All stemmed from whatever was on Cinemax and whatever,
and they
recorded on VHS.
And this was a Cinemax staple too.
And it just never made it on one of the tapes because it was rated R.
It was probably at like 3 a.m.
Right.
That's
right.
Probably another, you know, another one that made it. You know what? I'm going to be honest. My the person who recorded these was a pervert. So chances are he probably had these in a secret stash. Because I do recall I caught one, you know, a tape snuck in that was Bikini Car Wash.
The Bikini Car Wash Company? That's a classic.
The Bikini Car Wash Company. That was it. And I was like, huh, I wonder why it's rated R.
Well, you guys, we should request that for one of our upcoming shows.
Oh, God.
And that will definitely be a not safe for work film.
Would you like a shoehorn to get that out of your mouth?
to cap off the low budget argument, if it comes to any low budget film, I'll give anything a chance. To be completely honest, Greg, when you to hit on what you talked about, like, you know, when to be in a universe where everybody loves video games, that sounds like a universe I'd want to be a part of. Like, oh, damn it. Listen, we'll have another voting soon. 2 weeks, we're going to have another live one with
Wolf and Hot Dog. We already know. I already
announced. Okay, fine. Whatever. Hot Dog the movie. And you'll see this again. But
yes.
I'll give any movie a chance, low budget or not. It's like going back to Private School when it's the female that's always in the wrong. Jesus. That's so
how is
stupid.
How is it any different exactly today? Do you not watch the news? I mean, it's topical now.
Sure. But when Phoebe Cates literally did nothing wrong in that movie, you know what I mean? It's like that kind of stupidity takes me out of it. And when somebody just doesn't call the police at the beginning, like, we could totally catch these guys and lock them in the store. That's
in all fairness, in your like late teens, early 20s, when was your idea call the cops? Like, I'm sorry, like, me, it was like,
my grandfather
left
me in charge of an arcade, I wouldn't want to do anything that would mess that opportunity up. Because the thinking would go, someday I'll own this. Someday he's going to pass and he's going to leave this to me. So I'm not going to do anything now to make him believe I shouldn't be left without this. That's what would go through my head.
So your thought is, I need to show that I can call someone else to get the job done.
Shut up.
I'm not capable of doing it myself.
I know you're trying to manipulate. No, you're trying to manipulate me. Whatever. Don't do that. That's stupid. I know what you're trying to do. It's not going to work.
I think it just did.
Shut up.
I'm going to say the same thing.
What? No, it didn't work. Calling the police first 25 would have made this just a quick TV show pilot. Is there anything else? Do we have any other questions? Or can we, like, sign off?
No, I'm just reading the comments of all of our requests and fun stuff. Hollywood Hot Tubs, Hollywood Hot Tubs 2. Oh, I think the question was more like any, like, guilty pleasure low-budget comedies that you can think of that you like.
I'd have to go through a list. Because here's the thing. I'm much more entertaining. Double feature? You want me to have a coronary? What's going on? God!
I think this is the Can You Kill Ozzy series.
It probably is. So listen, I am much more forgiving when it comes to action. Like, I can watch a terrible action movie, and as long as it has the explosions, that's good. And maybe that's just not how I'm wired with comedies, because it sounds like with you guys, as long as there's laughs, it's good. And that's probably the majority of a lot of people out there. So maybe it's good that there's this perspective here that goes along with your guys' perspective that appears to be the norm, if that's fair to say.
I'm just adding next votes to the list.
I think we should do, like, maybe July for, like, a 4th of July season of things. Just do, like, a hot dog month. So we could do, like, Hot Dog the Movie, Sausage Party, like, and then, like,
We have Hamburger the Motion Picture.
There we go.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not. It's another classic.
Oh, God. Oh, no. You said another classic.
We'll
you
make it Arby's month. We have the meats.
I will tell you, there is a shot with Hot Dog the Movie. You might have fun. I really do think there is a good shot.
I'll give anything a shot. I mean, who knows? Maybe Hot Dog the Movie is going to surprise me, but the fact that it's called Hot Dog the Movie doesn't give me high hopes.
Okay, because you know what hot dogging is, and it's a ski movie. Hot dogging. So there you go. Big T has a show idea. I think you guys need to start a new series where you watch every movie that Ozzy hates and force him to do a live stream panel reviewing it.
There's a certain level of Patreon for that. Starts at $50. That's, you'll have access to that, but we have to have a minimum of 10 subscribers for that.
Didn't we say Lost Skeleton 2 would be one of those?
Good Burger. We got another pitch for the food month.
I will take that order.
Fantastic. You guys got anything else? Are we good? You got to remind people to vote. Yeah. Todd, can anyone find this thing streaming anywhere?
Oh, yeah. It's super easy to find. It's streaming on everything. You go watch it on Tubi now. Everything's on Tubi. Geez, these requests just keep coming. Oh, wait, no. That's we're not reading the dad one. Daily Ghost. I want a separate review series that goes through all the drive-in and sex comedies of the late 70s and 80s. And I mean all. Hey.
Well, at least we have plans for future episodes.
So the all-in drive-in? Let's do it.
Bikini Drive-In is a very good film.
You want to plug the social medias, Todd, before we leave?
All right, real quick. If you have not voted, it's for the podcast of the month. It's in the link in the description. All you got to do is click the video in the description and type Flesh Wound Features in the comments of that video, and you help us win. I mean, Ozzy said if he wins, we're going to do that show, that series.
Wait, what? I said, what?
I heard it, Ozzy. We will do it if we win.
Oh, God. Okay, well, that's Flesh Wound producer Todd and world famous juggler Greg Larson. I'm Ozzy V. We'll see you next week for Hot Shots, and then 2 weeks from today, we'll have another live episode for Hot Dog the Movie.
Yes.
All right. Have a good night.